get ready to sit back, relax, and open your mind. Welcome to Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to what would be episode or volume 15 of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. And this is actually, I guess, technically the first episode of Dads and Beer. I've talked a long time about getting it going, about getting it started up, talking about the roles of fathers in society, talking with fathers about what fatherhood is, about what a father is. And this episode is actually being released literally hours after the birth of my child, Dalbus. So in this first episode of Dads and Beer, we will actually be talking with my wife, Amy Jordan, mother of Dalbus, and host of the Yes But Why podcast as well, about what it is. Like, the title of this episode is I Just Had a Baby, What the Hell Do I Do Now? And you know, it is one of those questions that comes up. It's something that comes to bear, and we're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into a lot of stuff right after we get back from this message from our sponsor.
Have you ever thought about brewing your own beer? Is the urge to brew there, but you just don't know how to get started? Well, Dudes and Beer is here to help. Stop on by the new Dudes and Beer Amazon store and check out all the great brewing supplies and gear today. We have it all, from instructional books and do-it-yourself kits for beginners to 16-gallon cooking vessels, carboys, bottling supplies, and cleaners for all you homebrew pros out there. Everything you need to brew your favorite beverages, even distilling equipment. So stop on by the official Dudes and Beer store today and get your hand on the greatest new brewing essentials. Simply visit dudesandbeer.com and click the Dudes and Beer store tab. Once again, that website is dudesandbeer.com and click the Dudes and Beer store tab today. Happy brewing, everybody. And until next time, drink responsibly.
And we are back. And don't forget, folks, that Dudes and Beer store is actually on Amazon. So there is a ton of stuff on there. It's absolutely insane, the amount of stuff that we have on there. There's probably about 10 pages of items, all things that I know people have used personally. I had a bunch of friends that were brewers that whenever I started it up, I was like, hey, what are some things that you've ordered from Amazon in the past? And literally, they came to me and they were like, here you go. And they sent me links, and that is what I added to my store. We are huge Amazon users in this house. We're Prime members. We watch Amazon. We watch Amazon original programming. I use Amazon Music at my job all the time. I use my Amazon Echo Dot here in the home studio to play music while I'm working around the studio or barbecuing in the backyard or tending to the chickens. And, you know, one of my favorite things that Amazon has done as of late is the Audible platform. The Audible platform by Amazon is absolutely awesome. And as all of you know, we here at Dudes and Beer are all about the growing of the human brain. We're all about education. We're all about educating yourself, whether it's science fiction, horror, history. Your favorite books are now available on audio at Audible. And this awesome new audiobook service from Amazon, Audible, is perfect for catching up with your favorite readings on the go. You can listen to these books whether you're at home, on your way to work, whether you're at work, or whether you're working out at the gym, all on their free app. You can listen to A-list celebrities and their favorite stories, narrating them, enjoy full cast performances, discover Grammy Award-winning audiobooks, and more. With the world's largest library of audiobooks, you're sure to find the perfect book to listen to. If you don't love the book that you've downloaded, you can trade it in for free for another book at no charge. All you have to do is go buy audibletrials.com/dudesandbeer to get your free 30-day trial of Audible today. What do you get with this deal? You get all this awesome stuff. You get 30 days of membership for free, plus a free book when you get started, so you can start listening and to your books immediately. You also get one credit per month after the trial is over, toward any audiobook, regardless of the price. You also get ad-free premium audio as you listen offline with no interruptions. So if you're at the gym or if you're out walking around on the trail or something, you can still listen without, you know, having any interruptions. There's no commercials, nothing like that. You get to build your own library of books. And what's really awesome is even if you cancel your membership, you still own those books. So you still get to maintain your library. Exclusive members-only savings get 30% off of additional audiobooks. And like I said before, every exchange on an audiobook that you don't enjoy is absolutely free. You can trade it in for another book. Even if you're three-quarters of the way done with the book and you're like, nah, just didn't hold me, you can trade that thing in for another book anytime. It's fantastic. So once again, everybody, that website to go to is audibletrials.com/dudesandbeer. You can also go to dudesandbeer.com. There is a nice little Audible widget there that'll take you directly to the page. But once again, that website is audibletrials.com/dudesandbeer for your free 30-day trial of the Audible platform by Amazon. And I guarantee you, folks, you're going to love it. I tried it out last month, and I've enjoyed quite a few things. It's fantastic. There's all kinds of content out there. So stop on by that today. Grow your brains and start reading your favorite books with your ears today. On that and growing brains, we have an active growing brain right now, like in your belly. You are growing a brain in your body right now, Amy. And yeah, it's been an adventure, you know, and like it's something that, you know, I was talking with Steven earlier about it, and I was like, I haven't even been able to fully process what's happening right now.
Yeah, I don't know that I've mentally like fully grasped the breadth of what's going on. I was just talking to my Uncle Joey, and I was like, I'm 38 years old. I have been not a mom for a very long time.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden here I am, I'm going to be a mom. So it's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's exhilarating for certain.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm psyched, but it's just so weird, like the idea of, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I've grasped it.
Yeah, I don't think I've gotten a full hold of it. And I've been telling many people over the last month or so, and they look at me like I'm crazy, that like I'm in a state of cognitive dissonance. My brain literally doesn't know how to process the information.
Yeah.
And I think some of it comes to bear from the way I deal with anxiety and the way that I compartmentalize things. And it's one of those that, like, and you know me better than anybody else, I like to deal with what is, not what could be, not the horrible things, not like, I can't think about those things. I have to think about what is in front of me and on my plate, and that's it. And it's full steam ahead, and when it happens, it's going to be, yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
But for me to be worried about how our cat is lovingly playing with her toy in the other room right now, and you can totally hear it. It's great. But
I think that's what having a kid is like, right? Just the weird noises in the other room.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
We don't have to hang out with the baby in the same room, right?
No. Just like room. We just did, we stop, we pause. Is there danger? No. Okay, it's good. That's how that works.
That's a parenting
skill. That's how that works.
Yeah.
I've been a part of that numerous times. So, you know, I used to care for children, stuff like that.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Well, it's true. I did. I was a teacher. I took care of 4, 5, and 6-year-olds, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, in that right, I'm fully prepared, I believe. When it comes time for that, I am fully prepared. Have I changed diapers in my life? Yes, folks. I've taken care of babies. I've watched babies for a day or so while mom's out at the store, stuff like that. You know, that's not an issue.
I haven't spent time with babies.
Really?
I mean, I spent some time with my nephew, Jacob, when he was born 16 years ago, but
been a quick minute or two is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's been a couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I assume this child is my child, so I will want to take care of it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, well, yeah, you know, and there's an instinct, and it's funny because we've been talking over the last few months as things have changed for you, where your sense of smell has gotten stronger, things like that. Like, that's an utterly genetic thing. Like, it that happens to you so that you can smell danger, so that you can smell fire faster, so that you can smell the presence of your child. Like, that's a totally ingrained genetic thing from when we used to wander in the woods with our children. We were hunter-gatherers, you know, like, that's a very primal thing that changes. Same thing with your taste buds. Like, women, like Dr. Singh said, you grow more taste buds that never, ever go away. You will now taste things that you've never tasted in your life. And that's so that you can literally taste food for your child and make sure it's okay. Wow. Like, it's wild stuff that's all, like, totally genetic that's been ingrained in us for a long, long time.
I can't even avoid it.
Yeah, like, you can't get away from that stuff.
Wow.
You know, just like your hips spreading. Like, I wish it wouldn't happen. I'm sorry that your hips are spreading and it hurts and that the cartilage is stretching to make room for a baby to come out, even though he's coming by a C-section.
Especially now that we know that he's coming by a C-section.
He doesn't know, and the millions of years of biology don't know.
Yeah,
They were left out of the TPS report.
Yeah, they didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
Though today, when I went to the doctor and we checked for the final time 2 days before the scheduled C-section to make sure this kid is still sitting up, totally breech, she was like, yep, there he is. I was like, oh, he's into it now. We gave him a schedule. He's on a calendar.
Yeah, like, he's set.
He's like us. He wants to be organized.
Yeah, he wants to be scheduled out. He's got his action.
Yeah.
He's got a plan.
He's got a to-do list.
As long as he gets his ass to work once he gets out, that's what I'm concerned with.
Yeah, he'll take care of it. That's what...
At 8 months, he gets an agent. Let's just say that.
Sure. You're talking about how, you know, you've been dealing with it with reference to, you know, things that are happening in the here and now and the present. And,
I was thinking
about how I'm really good at being organized and getting prepared. And so the experience of getting everything ready.
Yeah, the nesting.
And organizing. I hate that phrase. But at the same time, I don't associate with a lot of feminine things, and that I'm always like, yeah, whatever.
I'm a nester.
Yeah, you are, but I'm a man. And anyway, no offense.
Dude.
No, that's what I mean.
Literally dudes and beer.
No, I just mean, like, I'm not usually in for that kind of thing, but having a to-do list, being able to look things up and say, what do I need, and getting those things and putting those things together in a
room. And doing the research of, you know, what do I expect in month one?
I didn't do any of that, actually. I got those, but my friend Francis gave me the book.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't read the book. I didn't look at the book.
Plenty of time while we're in the hospital over the next 4 days.
Oh, sure. I'm going to read the book now.
Plenty of time.
No, I didn't really look at the book. I think it freaked me out to look at the book.
I don't think you need to look at a book.
Well,
I really don't.
And it still happened. My pregnancy has been pretty easy going. It's only been difficult
maybe in the last
2 weeks.
Yeah.
When I haven't really been able to sleep very well, and when my hips have, you know, hurt me and my hands and feet are swollen and stuff like that. But
yeah, yeah.
Other than that, you know, it's been very easy going. So that's why I really didn't look it up, because a lot of that stuff is doom and gloom and it freaks you out.
It is, exactly. And that's why I, like, when people start asking me about it, I'm like, I don't know. I don't even think about that. Like, I don't. And it's not for a lack of planning. I know what these things are. I am aware of them. I'm not a Momo, you know, I get it. But I'm not gonna worry about that. If the situation arises, yeah, like, I'm prepared for it. I'm aware that the situation could arise, that it exists and all that. And when it happens, I'll deal with it. But I've become of the philosophy in life, and I talk about it all the time in these Thinking Deeply episodes with Dudes and Beer, that it's literally, what I'm putting out. I believe so much in manifestation and the fact that, like, why would I want to, when thinking of my unborn child, literally dwell on these horrible things. Why would I want to do that? Why would I even want to, in my brain, associate those two things together?
Yeah, I mostly use it as a reference book. If something's happening to me and I don't understand why, I'll, like, look it up.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that's what I'm saying. That's how you've been preparing. Like, you've done your research and things like that. You've figured that stuff out, you know? And it's just different. It's just different, you know? And I don't know. I guess I've handled it differently than a lot of people. I'm not going to say that I've had a lot of panic.
No, you've been very good.
Yeah, which is surprising.
Yeah, you know, I'm very proud of you.
Quite
you're,
honestly.
You're handling it quite well.
But, you know, yeah, there is this point right now where it's like, wow, yeah, we go to a hospital right now. Like, we're actively, like I said, when this episode posts, we will have a baby.
Yeah.
Like a 3-hour-old baby.
Yeah. When this releases, it will be in a hospital.
Yeah.
Not near a computer pressing buttons.
Yeah.
Well, maybe near a computer, but...
Well, I mean, I'm never far from a computer.
I mean, let's be honest, we'll have our phones.
I mean, I'll probably use a terminal in the surgery ward to... post something or, you know.
We're just trying
I just need to change
much,
some code on my website real
we
quick.
We just need to see how much they'll let us get away with.
Hold
They're
on.
Gonna be like, we're gonna be messing with them the whole time. Oh my
oh,
god,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
so funny.
It's gonna be great.
I'd like to think of it though, like the time way back when we had that car accident happen in front of us.
Yeah.
And we like went and dealt with it in a
exactly.
In a, like, visceral way. Like, we didn't ask questions. We weren't like, what should we do? We pulled the car over. We ran to the people. We helped them. We called for help. Like,
we called 911. We waited for the police to show up.
We
like,
did all the things
yeah.
that you were supposed to do, and we made sure they were okay. We did everything we could to help them get medical treatment. It was like, we just did it, right? And so
yeah.
That's why I'm like, yeah,
exactly.
I think it'll be fine, you
exactly.
know? When trouble happens, we'll just take care of it, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you know, he'll be a kid like we are people, like, doing his own thing.
Yep.
Having his interests, being immersed in them, and, you know.
Well, and that's just it. Like, I guess, and I've tried to explain to a lot of people, like, we live a pretty charmed life. As opposed to a lot of other folks, we don't necessarily have the day-to-day 9-to-5 grind. Kind of like when we were talking about doing cloth diapers, and everyone's like, oh, you think that? Oh, you think... It's like, no, like, as opposed to having to be up at 6 in the morning so I can be at work at 8, I'm home most days. You know, like, I've got
yeah.
gigs, you know, and I've got, like, gigs that are 3 days long, 4 days long, a week. Sometimes I'm gone for a week. But you're here most of the time as well.
Yeah, all
you
my
know?
Work is mostly,
yeah.
If I leave the house, it's at night.
Exactly.
To teach classes. And most of the work that I do is, like, you know, freelance writing on the computer and stuff like that.
Yeah, so like, we will literally get to spend most of our time with our kid.
Yeah.
Like, as opposed to... a normal couple who, like, mom gets to take maternity leave and after 3 months go back to work.
3 months.
You know.
That's hilarious. I
yeah.
think they give them, like, 1 month.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think they give them 3 months.
Depends on the employer. But,
no,
yeah.
I don't think anyone gives them
yeah.
3 months. No.
But
that's the other thing, too, is hearing people's dealing with that kind of stuff. Like, a lot of the stuff that you read has a lot to do with that. It's like, how
yeah.
long do I work until? I was like, well, I mean... I worked
till a baby pops out of me.
I was like, well, I did a I edited a podcast right now, like 10 minutes ago. Is that work? Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, work like what we do, like that in the editing realm and the digital realm, sitting and typing is one thing, you know, actively getting in your car, driving to work for an hour in traffic, walking around an office building all day. Getting
yeah.
back in, like, that's a totally different regimen.
Yeah, but that's why you call it charmed life, because you consider what we have as charmed. A lot of people are afraid of the freelance lifestyle, especially with the kid.
Well,
that, like, as if it's strange that we wouldn't try to do something in a more intense way,
well,
just because it's like, oh God, there's going to be this additional expense, but. I don't know. I think
well,
we're going to be fine.
It's like I've defined it to a lot of people. No, you're right. I don't have a job. I have a career. That's what I have.
damn.
I have a career.
You like smack that person in the
and
face.
And it typically there's a like, you know, a white glove or gauntlet involved. At that point, I refuse a dance off though.
I'll take a this dance is, off. This I accept that.
We
maybe not today.
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, no dance off. But yeah, I mean, that's how I define it. It's the fact that I have a career. I have numerous things that I do. I have numerous clientele that I serve. One day I'm video editing. One day I'm audio editing for broadcast. You know, I've got numerous different things. One day I'm building pedals. One day I'm modifying pedals, you know, or I'm building websites for people and maintaining them. It's something different all the time, and it's all something that I'm interested in and into, that I have created. So... yeah, it's a career. I don't have a job. I don't
have.
It
should be interesting though to see how things change. And I've tried to sort of think about it and be zen about the idea of certain things that'll have to change for me, like
sure.
how like much what? Time yeah. I can spend. Well, like certain things, like it's like you know. I want to be able to be there as much as I can, especially in the early years. You know, he's a baby. Like, he can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, so, and if you're working, you know what I mean? If I have to go teach a class, but you're working, do I bring him to the class? Yeah, I guess I have to. You know, like, certain things like that. I mean, I teach comedy. Like, how crazy, how weird would it be? Not that weird, but at the same time, like, yeah, it's not like I, like, I don't know, do anything where, like, having a baby with you would be super weird. But, like... but at the same time, I'm just trying to like open my mind to those sort of adjustments, to figuring out how we do those kinds of things, to like adjusting my perception on that. You know what I mean? Like,
true. Yeah.
Just being, you know, more easygoing about it. And I consider myself pretty easygoing. I mean, I know it's like a family joke. My dad used to go, "We're easygoing." And it mostly meant we were not so easy going.
Yeah, that's
true. But I try to open my mind to what could be the changes, because I don't actually know. That's one of the things I think that we were talking about when we were planning on doing this episode was just the idea that it's like right now we can say whatever we want to say. We can say we're going to be great, we're going to be fine, we're going to do whatever. And then things are going to change. The thing that I hate from people is when they, like, get all haughty and act like, oh, you don't even understand.
Yeah.
Like I get that things will change. I get that things are
different. Yeah, it's going to be different.
But in the same way that, like, when we got married, people were like, oh, your whole relationship is going to be different now. And it was like, no, it's really not.
Yeah, there has been absolutely nothing that's changed.
No, it's pretty great. We just sort of hang out and we have a good time with each other and we're not dicks. Like, that's...
what, yeah.
So, I don't know. I think a lot of people
formula
have a different
success,
way.
Formula for success, folks.
I think a lot of people have a different
rules.
Way.
Three simple
to,
rules.
To deal like with life. And, you know, we just kind of work well together. So, we're a good team. I think we'll be a good team when it comes to trying to help this kid be a person.
Yeah. And that's just it. Like, I think we have both had... diverging, convergent paths in life?
Are those the two things antonyms? Diverging and converging?
No. They're divergent, converging paths. They're paths that went different ways and came together.
I see. Okay.
You
I
see.
Dig it. Oh, I
you
see that.
Yeah.
There's a visual aspect to it.
Yes,
sorry,
there
audio
is.
People. He's putting his hands apart and then together.
And then back together.
To indicate the path that
exactly.
we were on.
Exactly. Two paths... that went different way because we both went to school together. We both
right.
had the same kind of education,
yeah.
stuff like that.
We
both
we
went
different adventures.
Totally different adventures and
came back
together onto a road together.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is a special kindredship. It is something special that happens. But it's definitely, you know, it's like I was telling Steve-O tonight. I was like, unfortunately, most people do not consider love a verb.
Hmm.
And that's the issue. Love's not a verb for them. It's a noun.
Yeah.
Which means it's a possessive.
Yeah.
It means you own it. It's yours. It's not yours. It's an action.
Yeah.
It's something that you do. It's something that you constantly do. And unless you grasp, like, that's something that we both grasp, you know, and it's something that I think that we'll honestly be able to pass on to our child, and that we'll honestly be able to show him through our actions, is the fact that we honestly do love each other. There's no relationship of complacency. There is no complacency in our life, really. Like I was saying in the car the other day, I'm so happy. The fact that I'm not the dad that comes home after a daily grind and is absolutely miserable. You know, like, hey, I may have a bad day at the office. I may have a tough client or something like that. But it's not like, you know, I've gone and worked for the man all day and I have a miserable job because that's what I have to have. And that's the status quo in life. That's not the status quo. And the fact that I get to teach my child that through example is pretty incredible. That's changing the world. In my mind, because his friends will get to be exposed to that. They'll get to see the didactic between the two. And that's where growth happens. You know, the fact that giving this experience to him immediately broadens his horizon.
I felt that way too about the fact that we're older. Not only now as parents, but like when we got married. Like, yeah. I was 34 when we got married.
Yeah.
Like,
I was 28.
28!
Cradle robber.
Wow, I would be a serious cradle robber. I was like, sheesh. Well, when we got married, half the people that I knew that were married had been married already for like 6 or 7 years or something.
If not more in some cases.
Yeah, well, certainly there's a lot of people that we know have been married a long, long time. But,
yeah.
You know, I think the long, long-term married people have a relationship that's a different kind of relationship than some of the people that we've known along the way who are even now divorced and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, people who got married shortly before us.
But I think having spent a lot of our time going through adventures, having the ups and downs, being able to, experience life and then coming together, that is always what I felt like was a helpful boon to our relationship, because we don't feel like we've missed out on something.
Yeah.
And I feel that same way about parenting. Like, it's like some people were like, you guys better go have a date night. And I was like, yeah, our date night is sitting at home watching a movie, eating a pizza.
We have date night every night.
Like, we're fine. We'll do that, but with a baby sitting next to
us. Like,
we're not, you know, they're like, well, you got to go to a movie. And I was like, yeah, I checked. We've seen all the Marvel movies. The rest of them don't come out for about 6 months to a year.
We're going
to
be
good.
All right. We're going to be okay. We had this baby right on Marvel schedule.
We really organized it very well. Yeah. These are the only movies we see the theater.
And believe me, guys, it took a lot of going through trades, a lot of reading up on comic material and finding out what the MCU was planning on doing and what the release dates were to try to actually copulate and conceive within this beautiful window of time that would come right after Guardians of the Galaxy 2, so that we weren't that couple in Guardians, you know, with like, oh my God, they just came in with like a 1 month old.
Right.
Oh my God.
Thankfully, we got to see it right before the baby was born. And now, you know, it's going to be like 9 months before, you know, Thor Ragnarok. So what are we worried about?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get a babysitter by
then. Yeah, leave him with grandma. We'll go out and
it'd be great.
It's great. She'll love it. That's what it's about. But, on that note, it's really just the fact of teamwork, man.
Yeah.
Teamwork. And whether, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you right now, as a child of divorce, I'm here to tell you, fathering is not done by yourself. It's not. It can be. Mothering can be done by yourself. But you do it by yourself, and it is 18 times harder to haul. And that's from experience in my family for a long time, and in my personal life as a child of divorce. And it takes a cohesive unit, whether you live together, whether you're married or not, to properly rear a child. It's a family affair, guys. It really is. And, you know, that's why I wanted this first episode of Dads and Beer to actually include my wife, because that is such an important part of being a father. It's not a one-man show, and that has to be explained. It has to be shown to our children that it's not a one-man show, that it's a cooperative effort. Life is a cooperative effort. And that's really the lesson that I'm trying to get across in that. That's really what I'm trying to put forth and what I'm trying to bring to my child. And a lot of reasons why I started Dudes and Beer to begin with is it's a cohesive effort between all of us to come together. It's an effort for all of us to educate ourselves, to learn as much as we can, to see things from another point of view. The white light that you see is about 60% noise and about 40% Roy G. Biv. You know, that's just like it's a narrow spectrum of white light that is actually visible light. And it takes that angle on life to be able to split it apart and to be able to see the different facets that are white light, that are what make up life. And that's what I'm happy that we get to bring, because of the different lives that we've led, because of the different jobs that we've had, because of our coming to their careers the way we've come to them. We get to share this journey with our child every day and show that through example.
You're going to be a good dad.
And you're going to be a great mom.
Yeah.
And that's just absolute fact.
When you listen to this audience, we're already dead.
Yeah. Yeah, like it just happened.
Thanks for listening to this installment of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Tune in next time for more deep introspection, contemplative thought, and general musings on humanity and life. Right here on Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Like what you heard? Feel free to tune into the other content by Dudes and Beer on dudesandbeer.com. Our content is also available on the Spreaker Market, as well as SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and your favorite podcast app. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the Revolution Digital Group family of podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. And until next time, drink responsibly.